But as I'm going to talk to you for about 10 minutes or so about some of the stuff we've learned over the past year as we've been praying for healing. And then we're going to have a couple of stories. And at the end of the service, we're going to be praying for the sick. Anybody here who needs any kind of healing, we're going to be praying for you and expecting that God is going to break in and bring some breakthrough. Okay, so the more I look at healing, the more I realize what an incredible mystery it is. There's so many questions that I have about it, and I don't get it a lot of the time. And a guy called Smith Wigglesworth, who saw loads of people healed, said this. He said, he who can explain divine healing can explain God. So I'm not about to attempt to try and explain God this morning, but I do think there are some lessons we've learned over the past year or so. And so, kids, I'm going to need your help, if that's okay, at different points. And the first point I would like to mention, and the first thing I think we've learned, is not everyone is healed. Can I have a volunteer from the kids, please? Yeah, come on, buddy. This is my excellent work. If you can hold that up. I'm not going to speak very long, so hopefully your arms won't get tired. And then you can sit down. Is that all right? Great. You can hold it down by your... There you go. Great. Should be coming up on here as well. So point number one, not everyone is healed. Many of you will know that in January of this year, I had to have quite a major operation to remove a large cyst from my right ovary. And the hospital discovered the cyst in December. And with further tests, they realized that actually there was quite high risk of having cancer, that it was being cancerous. And I also had to sign a consent form for them to give me a hysterectomy if they thought that was necessary during the surgery. And so it was an incredibly traumatic time for me, probably the hardest thing I've ever been through, in all honesty. But I thought, what an amazing opportunity for God to break in and to heal me miraculously. Wouldn't that be an incredible testimony for my unbelieving family and friends? And so consistently I would pray, and lots of other people prayed as well, that God would miraculously get rid of the cysts so I didn't have to go through surgery. I remember at night laying in bed, laying my hands on my stomach because I could feel it, saying, God, would you heal me? Waking up in the morning, oh, it's still there. Consistently praying. Now, the reality is that God didn't take it away on the spot. I did have to go through surgery. I did have to wait 2 weeks to see whether or not I had cancer, and I did have to recover over a three-month period. And it was incredibly difficult. Incredibly, the outcome has been amazing, and I'm all fine. It wasn't cancer, and I can still have children, which is an incredible blessing, and God was obviously in that whole process. But when people put themselves out there and are expecting God to come and break in, and he doesn't, and I know that many of you here have experienced that, it's quite tough. It's quite tough, and we need to be realistic about that. But I tell you what, if I had to go through the same thing again, God would be the only one I could turn to. He is the only one that I could possibly have turned to, and I would seek him again for breakthrough. And I honestly believe the more that we pray for the sick, the more that we're obedient in doing that, the more breakthrough we are inevitably going to see. And so that's the first point. Not everyone is healed, but we will continue to press on. You can have a seat there. Just hold that. We're going to come back to you in a minute. Just sit on the floor there, Elijah. It's all right. Point number two. Have another volunteer? Come on, buddy. Welcome back. It's nice to see you. Okay. Stand next to Elijah just there. The second point is that everyone can pray for healing. Okay? Praying for healing, praying for the sick, isn't just restricted to those few people who seem to have a specific anointing or specific faith for it. It's actually something that all of us should be getting involved in, kids, young people, and adults. Because, you know, we're called to be like Jesus. And if you look at through the Gospels, you see that he prayed for the sick all the time. And so it actually should be a natural part of how we do life. A few months ago, we heard a story about a healing that happened in King's Kids. Poppy Crane had hurt her toe, and Jessica Fordham prayed for her while they're in King's Kids, and Poppy's toe was healed. And so that's kids praying for healing and God breaking in. We've had times in Innovation where we've prayed for each other, and God has broken in and brought healing. Us adults, we're able to pray for the sick. All of us are able to pray for the sick. You know, I once even had an unbeliever pray for me for a pain I was feeling, and the pain went. I don't know how that fits theologically, but that's actually what happened. And so praying for the sick, praying for healing, is open to everybody. It's not just for the few of us. And so I just want to check that you guys have understood that. Jennifer, can you pray for healing? Okay, good. Kelsey, can you pray for healing? Brilliant. Okay, cool. Andy? Good. Okay, good. It seems that we understood. All of us can pray for the sick. All of us can pray for healing. And so I want to encourage you guys to make it a part of your everyday life. Kids, when you're at school, your friends come up to you and say, I'm not feeling so well, you can offer to pray for them. Parents, I'd urge you to model praying for your kids when they're not well. Don't straight away go for the medication. Pray first. Obviously, I'm not saying don't use medication, but pray first. Model praying for the sick. Model praying for your kids in the home. Okay? So that's the second thing. Wonderful job. Have a seat, please. Another volunteer, please. Kai, do you want to help me? Is that all right? Right, you can stand this side of me. Is that all right? Hold that. Are you all right? Good girl. Thank you. The third thing I think we've learned is the power of thanksgiving. The power of thanksgiving. I once came out of a church service having had very specific words of knowledge for people for healing, and they'd responded, but nothing seemed to happen when we prayed. And I remember cornering Simon and thinking, he'll know, he's the lead elder here. Why on earth does that happen, Simon? Why am I getting specific words of knowledge and nothing's happening? And he said, I don't know, and I thought that's incredibly unhelpful. But he did give me some very good advice, and this is the advice he gave me. He said, Wendy, focus on what God is doing and be thankful for that, rather than focusing on what he's not doing. And I think that's so important. I had some specific words of knowledge for healing, which actually is incredible and really amazing that God speaks so specifically. And I was almost going to miss an opportunity to thank God because I was focusing on what he wasn't doing rather than what he was doing. And so there's real power in us thanking God for what he's doing, which is why we do the testimonies on Sundays. Unfortunately, us Brits are typically much better at being miserable and ungrateful than we are at being thankful. And so I'm going to nick something that I saw at New Day, so you guys are going to be great at it. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to practice thanking God, and we're just going to say three words, thank you, God, and we're going to do it in sections. So you guys are going to be thank, you guys in the middle are going to be you, you guys in the end are going to be God, and you need to shout. So we're going to practice being thankful. You guys ready? Kids, I'm going to need you to help, because the adults are probably the worst, okay? So, kids, I want you to shout. Are you ready? We're going to go, thank you, God, as loud as you can. Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you, God.
Oh, good. That's good. Let's do it again. I like that. That's good power. Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you, God.
Cool. We're going to go backwards. You guys are still going to be you, I'm afraid. We're going to go, thank you, God. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes. That's good. It's good. It's powerful, you guys, to thank God for what he's doing. So let's remember that. Good job, girlie. You can sit down. Next volunteer. Andrew Whiteley, come out here. I'm going to do you last, Molly. Come here, Andy. Okay, next to Kaya, please. Fourth thing I think we've learnt is the power of remembering. The power of remembering. God has promised us as a church incredible things. A guy called Julian Adams from South Africa recently came and prophesied over us. And one of the things he said was this: God is going to infuse in the work of your church an anointing for the miraculous, an anointing for the miraculous. That's the promise of God over us. If you spend any amount of time in the Gospels, you'll see promise after promise after promise of the fact that those who follow Jesus should be seeing signs and wonders as part of their everyday life. Let's take John 14 as one example. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. That's a promise over us as God's people. And so I want to urge us to be people who remember. Remember what God is doing and has done, but also remember what he's promised that is yet to come. Okay, so we have been promised that we will be a church that has an incredible anointing for the miraculous, and we should expect and remember and say, God, you said that that's what we would be like. You said that that's what would happen. So would you do it, God? And so there's real power in remembering. Thank you. The last thing, Molly, have a seat, bud. The last thing I'm going to talk about that I think we've learnt is the power of expectation. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of God, that's the rule and reign of God, is here on the earth, and that it's forcefully advancing. It says in Matthew 11, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. You know, whenever someone is healed or becomes a Christian or is set free from physical oppression, that's the kingdom of God breaking out right there. Those are signs of the kingdom. And the Bible says the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. It also says that we should be praying for more of God's kingdom to come on the earth as it is in heaven. We should be crying out to God for more of his kingdom on the earth. And so whenever we come together in whatever setting it is, whether it be church, small group, youth group, King's Kids, wherever we are, we should be expecting the kingdom of God to break out, and we should come with that kind of expectation because we're the people of God. Okay, so we need to come with expectation. And because God is a loving father, he's not going to say, I want you to pray for the kingdom to come and then withhold it. That would be really weird. Let me give you an illustration. Kofi, can I borrow you, bud? You don't want to? Okay, come on now. Okay, now come here. Right, now look. Look what I've got. Do you fancy having that? Now, I want you to ask me for it. What would happen if he asked... Right, he's asking me for the lolly. Right, I've got the lolly to give. He's asking me for the lolly. Ask me for the lolly.
Can I have a lolly?
No, you can't have the lolly. Now, that's like, it's like God saying, ask my kingdom to come, us asking for it, and him saying, oh, actually, no, I'm not going to give it to you. It's just not who God is it? God is a perfect father. So really what God does is, he has the kingdom, or the lolly, great analogy, and you ask, and you say, please, can I have the lolly? And he says, of course you can have the lolly. I love giving lollies to people. I love giving my kingdom to people. Don't worry, kids, there are some more to come around in just a minute. Thank you, Noah. And so we must come with expectation. When God promises stuff, he will deliver. He wants his kingdom to come, and so he will bring his kingdom. And we should expect that. So just to finish, two questions for you. Number one, where are you at? Oh, sorry, you can have a seat. Good job, Molly. Where are you at on your journey of praying for healing? I want to just challenge you guys. Where are you at with it? How are you doing on praying for healing? And what one thing could you take away from this morning in order to grow more in praying for the sick, whether it be practicing more thanksgiving, remembering, expectation, actually starting to pray? I want to encourage us to really press on for healing. We're going to be praying in just a minute. There are some lollies to go around.